on the anniversary of my 10th, the 10th anniversary of my ordination, Darlene and the believers in Greensboro, North Carolina, had found a figurine. It was an Indian dog soldier, and they had given this to me on my ordination, my anniversary of my ordination. And so when we got the letter for Bob's birthday, immediately it was on Darlene's heart, can we find one of these figurines? Now, these were a limited edition that had already sold out years before. But it was on her heart, so we went online and we found one that had gone on the market. And we thought, what greater gift could we give Bob in recognizing his life? And that's what we feel his life, more than anything, represents, is a man who stayed. And so in light of that, and this is our from Darlene and myself, but I think it also represents the hearts of all of us here this morning. And so this is the gift we would like to give to you if you come over here.
And this box. And I'm going to grab it. Now, when you grab it, you got to grab it either here at the base. And what it says is, Stan of the Sash Wearer. Now, remember, there were different Indian tribes. One was the Cheyenne. Another tribe was the Lakota. And then a third tribe were the Crow. Okay, and they all had this custom. So this is the Stan of the Sash Wearer. You see, the sash is attached to his body, staked, and right here it says, Crow Big Dog Soldier. Okay. And so this is what Dr. Werwell had taught in Living Victoriously, and this is what we see in your life, is a man who staked himself for God. And we want you, whenever you look at this in your house, we want you to just remember, yes, I have been, and I continue to be a man who stayed for God. Okay? And one other thing, I forgot to put the sign. If you come up and you could look at it, but don't grab it. It's very fragile on the top, and we don't want it to get broken.
Because of who they are necessarily in themselves, they're great because of the people around them. It's the friendships, it's the relationships that you have with others, with the encouragement, the teaching, the helping, the guiding, counseling, that makes you who you are. Because you're not your own person, really, in a sense. So I thank all of you. You contribute to my life in so many ways, all of you have, and many other folks, too. So if I've done good for anybody, it's because of your encouragement and your life touching my heart. So thank you very much. You know, when I was young, I was encouraged to make a name for myself, to be somebody of value, of worth. And my parents encouraged me, my coaches, educators, to make a name for yourself, be somebody. And I tried to do that. But again, I found out within myself I'm very limited. And there's one name that I found out about that made all the difference in the world. And it's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to look in your Bibles, Philippians 2, verse 9. We all have relationships, you know, like Barney was sharing. It's a relationship with the Heavenly Father. And we have a relationship with each other within the family. And what makes that relationship work is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you see in Philippians 2:9, it says, God highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's what counts in life. That name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the name, that's our banner. The Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the name that heals people, right? You minister to healing people. What is the power? It's through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what really counts in life. And when you're born of God, you have spiritual DNA. You have that perfect blood, that Spirit of God in you. And it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, is Colossians 1:27. So, you want to make a name for yourself. The name that you want to place above your name and everybody else's name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that name, you will be very successful. You will be doing God's will. There's a verse in Hebrews that I'd like to... This is very brief, Barney, so Hebrews... Chapter 13. This verse to me says it all. And I would encourage you to really work this verse. I think there's two verses really. Chapter 13. Verse 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you what?
Perfect.
In every good work to do whose will? His will. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So, thank you for celebrating my birthday and 50 years of ministry. But let's celebrate, first and foremost, the Lord Jesus Christ.